And now, welcome to Today's Business with Sharon Hill. Today's Business, only on 1360 WCHL.
Hello, and thank you for tuning in. My guest today is Mr. Don Newman, who is a mortgage originator at Key Source Bank. Don, thank you for coming and talking to me today.
Thanks for having me in. I really appreciate it.
My pleasure. Let's jump right in. Mortgage originator. Don, what is a mortgage originator?
Well, it's kind of an interesting question because until a couple of years ago, mortgage people who help people to get mortgages were largely just called loan officers in sort of a generic sense. And a couple of years ago, some new legislation was passed and mortgage originator became the preferred phrase. And so it's actually a licensed term now. So you're actually a licensed originator.
Now, what's the difference between an originator and a broker?
Well, actually, they're probably pretty much the same thing. An originator would probably work for a mortgage banker or a mortgage broker.
Oh.
Or even a bank, for that matter. So it's really just kind of a legal term.
Mortgage originator.
Yeah, a little bit boring, but you know,
it's got a flair.
Frankly, I've always liked it because I felt like originate seems like it's real active,
right.
And you're going out after something. So I kind of like that term, you know. And generally speaking, I think most of us as consumers think of loan officers and bankers and that sort of thing as being pretty passive and pretty blah.
Yeah.
So I sort of like the originator idea because it sounds like you're going out after something. You're going to really help people. So
that sounds
like
powerful.
Yeah,
we're going to say originator, Don. Originator.
Yeah,
you got the originator.
There we go.
Let's just jump right in, Don. What is the value of a mortgage originator?
Well, it's a great question. Again, I think I'd go back to what I said earlier about the passive versus active. Generally speaking, I think the perception that most people have is that mortgages are just a commodity. I was laughing earlier because, you know, I decided to do my taxes this year on my own, for example. And I think that was probably not the smartest thing to do because, you know, I felt like that was sort of a commodity. I've learned that there are a lot of forms, a lot of different things that you have to navigate through. Similarly, with a mortgage originator and or mortgage broker, mortgage banker, there's a lot of different little, you know, I's to dot, T's to cross, things that you really need to make sure that you're aware of just to make sure that you've found the perfect program for you, that kind of thing. Another element of that, if you will, is to deal with an originator or mortgage banker or broker. All the terms are kind of synonymous, but is to deal with someone who can guide you through to help you to see which possibility, because there are a lot of different loan possibilities for consumers these days. So my personal opinion is it's a great idea to have someone who can help you to analyze all of those different possibilities to find out what suits your specific situation the best.
How do you learn how to do this?
Wow, another great question.
like what is life?
Right? Like, what is life? Most of it, I think the best answer to that comes from my personal experience. I would say I think the number one trait, for example, would be listening, trying to hear what people really want to do. Anytime folks ask me about my personal finances, if I'm talking to a financial advisor, that sort of thing about me personally, oftentimes I don't really know what I want. I may think I do, but I really don't know what I want. So it takes someone, I think, with sort of that sixth sense of being able to listen and hear things that perhaps you mean to say, but you oftentimes don't say. So it's sort of a learned skill. The other part of that is that you need someone, I think, that has a fairly good experience level with knowing real estate, because let's face it, mortgages and real estate clearly are tied together. So you need to have that special knowledge about not just the mortgage process part of it, but also someone who understands the real estate part of it as well. So it's a combination of experience, really good listening, and I think sort of being tuned into people and what they want, what they are trying to say, but sometimes just aren't quite able to verbalize. It's also, to a large degree, I think, a little bit trial and error to be able to look at this, hear responses to what a certain approach might be, then to listen to another approach with different possibilities so that you can kind of pick and choose from both of them. not trying to make it sound like rocket science, but there's an element of finesse, I guess, for lack of a better phrase, more of an art form, I think, than a science.
And it sounds like you have to have the real estate experience behind you and the ability to listen well to marry what the person is looking for or the family is looking for in terms of their new house, new residence, or whatever.
I believe that's a really important part of it. Yes,
got
absolutely.
It. How do you get paid? Do you get a percentage of a commission of anything?
Most the way most mortgage people and bankers and that sort of thing are paid is a fairly complicated topic. But in general, most folks are paid a combination of salary, and they're also paid a combination of commission for actually transactions that get closed. They're not paid if they don't get closed, generally speaking. So there's an emphasis to make sure everything gets done effectively, efficiently, so that folks are happy.
I understand. How is business in Orange County, Chapel Hill, Carrboro, Hillsborough these days?
Great question. It's very good at this point in time because we have interest rates that are so very, very low. The challenge and sort of the frustration that I have is that we're not seeing as many folks buying houses as I'd like to see.
Really?
Buying houses is healthy for everybody, for all economies, et cetera. We've seen over the last, few weeks and months, a little bit of a resurgence, and it's making a lot of folks feel better. I think a lot of realtors are feeling better. Some builders are actually feeling better. But in general, we still haven't quite hit the levels that we are accustomed to. If you go back, say, before the real estate bust of 2007, 2008.
Yes.
We're still not seeing that sort of lift that we used to have because this time, the springtime is always the really frenetic time when everybody's trying to move in before the university starts.
Oh, of course.
All those kinds of things.
Yeah.
And we're not seeing quite that level of activity. But in general, business is good. But it's primarily good because there's so much activity from the refinance standpoint.
Oh, no wonder. Well, Don, let's take a break right now. And when we come back, let's hear more about the world of mortgage originators. We'll take a quick break. You're listening to Today's Business, 1360 WCHL. My guest today is Mr. Don Newman, who is a mortgage originator at Key Source Bank. Please stand by. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Today's Business with Sharon Hill. Today's Business on 1360 WCHL. Once again, here is Sharon Hill.
We're back with my guest, Mr. Don Newman, a mortgage originator at Key Source Bank. Don, before we go any further, please give us your contact information.
Yes, great. I appreciate that. The name is Don Newman. My telephone number is area code 919-433-9491. And I'm always really happy for folks to call me on my cell phone as well. And that's 919-602-4434.
Why don't you give us that cell phone one more time, sir?
919-602-4434.
Thank you, Don. Don, most people, I'm sure, prefer to automatically go to their bank or credit union to do what you do. What is the difference between going to the traditional bank or credit union or using you for mortgage origination?
That's a great question. We find often that, and just to kind of give you a real quick definition, I work for a bank called Key Source Bank, and we function primarily as a mortgage banker. What that means is we have access to probably 20 different lenders or investors, or sometimes called. I think that's a huge benefit for consumers. The reason it's such a big benefit is this. Although mortgages are getting more and more standardized, more and more commoditized, there's still a huge difference in very subtle aspects of how loans are underwritten, how they're approved. If you're going to your local bank, for example, they have one source of financing. That's it. They have one underwriting platform, and that's it. So you don't get the wide array of different possibilities. Also, I think for most consumers, their belief is that interest rates are sort of the number one thing to look for. The reality is interest rates have become more and more commoditized with the expansion of the internet and that sort of thing. So interest rates are not necessarily that different from lender to lender to lender. However, because again, we're set up from this platform of being able to work with multiple sources of financing, we can have a real good overview of the entire financing market. And that's a really big benefit for, you know, everyone, because we're able at any given point in time to not only find the program, the underwriting style that's going to fit a particular, you know, purchaser or refinancer, we're also able to have a real good vantage point to see the different interest rates, the different pricing strategies, so that we can help to control the cost of the, you know, the loan for folks. All those sorts of things kind of factor into it. In general, it just gives us a real good overview of different platforms, different programs, different possibilities. I think that's a tremendous advantage for anybody that's thinking about buying a house or refinancing their house, anything along those lines. It just gives a lot more depth, I think, to the individual that's helping you.
It sounds like you take something that's very complicated and you can smooth the way for the buyer so they don't have to worry about all that. You just give them the best options or suggest the best options based on all this information you've just dug up for them. Which leads me to the question, how can you add value to the buyer's anticipated purchase?
That's one of the things that I think is really separates what I try and do for clients from really almost everybody else. Specifically, whether somebody's buying their first house or whether they're buying their 31st house, as I like to call it, there's a lot of confusion. There's a lot of fear factor, if you will. I'm constantly sensing when folks call, you know, they're typically referred to me. When they call, the number one question they're going to ask is, what are your rates? And the reason they're asking that is they probably want to know interest rates, but the reality is what they really want to know is that's a reasonable question. It's a good way to start a conversation. What I've developed is something that I call the home assessment tool. The home assessment tool enables me to ask, everybody's heard, for example, that they need to go be pre-qualified or pre-approved by a bank or mortgage company before their house. I mean, that's sort of A, B, C, D. I don't think that goes far enough. I mean, we do that, but I think it's important for that to be sort of a real educational and empowerment experience, if you will. So what I've done is I've created a real simple interview process that actually explores what income levels are, what your debts are, all those kind of fun things, and translate that into a mortgage amount that you could be approved for. That's the typical pre-qualification
sure.
process. The reality is, though, almost everybody I know sort of runs their life, wants to know what kind of payment they can have. So we've all developed sort of a hypothetical, well, I could afford X as my monthly mortgage payment. So my next phase is to take that and translate it or turn it into a mortgage amount and also a purchase price. The third phase we usually do is, again, whether it's your first house or your 31st house, I find that very few people really have a good pulse or a good perspective on closing costs because it's very confusing. Everybody's belief is that closing costs vary wildly from lender to lender to lender, and that's not true. I mean, my classic example of that is when I changed. I one time worked for a bank, and then I worked for a mortgage broker, and my perception was, how will I ever understand everybody's closing costs? So I'm not a real bright guy. So what I did is I developed sort of a real simple chunk down, you know, process. And then it occurred to me several years later, that might be a good idea to share with people buying a house.
Very good.
So I've developed a methodology to help chunk and break down closing costs so that everybody can know what closing costs are from lender to lender to lender. They don't have to go calling wild and everything like that. It's just an empowerment sort of thing. And then the last thing we do is, this is all done on a very simple Excel spreadsheet, which I walk people through on a GoToMeeting platform where I share my computer's desktop.
Okay.
And what I do is actually, I call it a simulated purchase. We're going to digitally construct the purchase of a house. So we'll go through, we'll now incorporate what you can qualify for, what your closing costs are going to be, how much money you're going to need. We pull all of that together. And then to be a little seductive about it, I also teach people how to save money in all this process as well.
Beautiful.
Because at the end of the day, cash is one of those things that really limits almost everybody in terms of what they can buy. I feel like that's kind of a different value proposition from just a traditional approach of having a yellow legal pad and saying, how much money do you make? What are your debts? here's how much you can qualify for.
This is a very sophisticated value add you just described for me, Tom. That's amazing. We're going to take a break right now. And when we come back, I'm going to ask you, is this a good time to buy? So please stand by with me, Don, okay? Thank you. You're listening to Today's Business, 1360 WCHL. My guest today is Mr. Don Newman, who is a mortgage originator at Key Source Bank. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Today's Business with Sharon Hill. Today's Business on 1360 WCHL. Once again, here is Sharon Hill.
I'm back talking with Mr. Don Newman, who is a mortgage originator at Key Source Bank. Don, you've explained the value add that mortgage originators have to offer, especially you and the program you've put together. Tell the audience, is now a good time to buy?
That's a question I'm asked all the time. What we're seeing now are so many different sources. Several months back, Warren Buffett was actually on CNBC, and in an interview, it's actually on YouTube if anybody wants to Google it and see if they could find it. He talks about if he had his way right now, what he would really recommend is to go out and buy houses. He's really very aggressive on it, talks about it, and we've heard that from a lot of different places. Two things make that sort of a good, you know, belief right now, and that is, you know, we've got pricing that's come down a whole lot off of the highs of 2006. And we've also got incredible interest rates. The interest rate levels are very low, makes it easy for people to consider getting good cash flow on investment properties. So there are a lot of good options for people to take a look at right now.
So investment property is something people should jump into as well?
I don't know that I want to say that so firmly because anytime you get it, you know, it gets into a different space. I think it is a good time to consider looking at that. Everybody knows somebody that's become a real estate magnate over the years, and so we all kind of default and feel like that's a really good way to grow wealth. It can be a good opportunity, provided you pick the right property, and provided that you're not trying to necessarily pick a cheap property, because that's the thing I see a lot of people do is they want to buy a piece of property just for the sake of buying a piece of property. So in no way advocating that. But yes, it can be a good time. There's some special financing considerations that one needs to look into. We probably don't have time to talk about that today, but there are some good opportunities.
I understand. Well, Don, in the minute and a half, I'm sure you must have some challenges being a mortgage originator. Tell us why every day on your job is not a walk in the park.
It's interesting because anytime I think you're dealing with people's finances, which is what you're dealing with, that's obviously an emotional thing. And I think all of us tend to sort of guard our finances, if you will, a little bit. We don't tend to want to share that. You're also dealing with people in a purchase situation. Everything is very time sensitive. So there's a lot of things to orchestrate. You're orchestrating real estate, you're orchestrating attorneys, you're orchestrating mortgage companies, you're orchestrating title insurance. There's so many different things that come into the mix. And for whatever reason, I'm not sure why, but it seems like the mortgage people end up being the conductor of all those different things in between. And I guess we're just kind of the logistics people. So
it's like a ringmaster.
The ringmaster, yeah.
I know.
Yeah, I like that.
Hey,
yeah.
Don, let's end by your giving us your contact information, please.
Great. Again, it's Don Newman. My direct line at the office is 919-433-9491. And my cell phone, which I'm more than happy for folks to call there, is 919-602-4434.
Don, our time is up, and I thank you so much for educating me and our audience about the world of mortgage origination. Thank you.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Today's Business, 1360 WCHL. This is Sharon Hill, and my guest today has been Mr. Don Newman, who is a mortgage originator. Thank you for listening. That's our show for today.
You've been listening to Today's Business on WCHL with Sharon Hill. Today's Business, an exclusive presentation of 1360 WCHL. Join us again next time for Today's Business.